Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask that our hearts and minds are open and receptive to your word this morning. Amen. So, today's readings, all about choice. In this country, we are really, really fortunate. We are privileged that we are able to make choices. We have lots of choices to make. It could be as simple as deciding what to have for breakfast. Or it could be, where should we go on holiday? Or it could be something far more serious. But we are fortunate that we can make choices. The most important choice, though, that we can make in our lives is to choose whether we follow God or not, whether we have a relationship with him or not. We have a choice. And that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning, to lead a Christ-like life. So this morning, we're going to focus on Psalm 1, actually. The Psalms are an amazing collection of poems, prayers, and songs. They give us words for all different sorts of occasions. Whether we're going through a really tough time, whether things are going smoothly, if we go to the book of Psalms, we'll always find something there that will help us along our faith journey. But also, I don't know about you, but when I started to read the Bible again in my adult life, and the Psalms and Proverbs were the books that Howard and I always at the beginning of our faith journey in adult life, those are the two books that we would always go to. And we were amazed how not only are they quite upbeat, but there's also some that really express despair, depression, and also shout out angrily at God and doubt faith, doubt him. There's so much in the Psalms. And I'd like you to always remember that it's such an important resource for us all as we journey with our Lord. So our relationship with God starts with the choice. Are we going to have a relationship or not? And the psalm puts it like this. Will we sink our roots deep into God, or will we just be blown along with the crowd and get carried away? Do we want a life that is worth living, or will we just drift along into chaos? This is the choice we have. Many people believe that this psalm was written as an introduction to the whole collection of psalms, and it's actually the doorway into the Psalms. Will we agree with its basic teaching, though, that we need the words of the Lord to live a successful and fruitful life? Or will we choose to go our own way? In other words, this opening piece is asking us to decide now with what attitude we will be reading these Psalms. You may want to just open your pew Bible as we work our way through Psalm 1. It's on page 542. So here we go, through the doorway into the Psalms. When do you feel happy? When do you feel happy? Is it when you're out walking? Is it when you're reading a book? Listening to a piece of music? Is it when you're watching your favourite sport on the TV or actively taking part in a sport? When is it you feel happy? It could be when you see someone that you haven't seen for ages. It's really good to be happy, isn't it? It's really good. You have that most amazing feeling. It's so good to be happy that the book of Psalms, that's what it begins with. It starts talking about happiness. Some Bible versions use the word blessed, but the word happy, that can be used too. The Bible says that the person who doesn't do the things that sinful people do is happy. It also says that the person who loves what God says in the Bible is the person who is really happy. Like I say, that's how Psalm 1 starts, with a description of real happiness. Happiness is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law, the Bible, the scriptures, day and night. I don't know about you, but we don't usually think of laws as making us happy. We might like laws that keep other people from harming us, but laws that keep us from doing things that we want to do, they're not much fun. We tend to think of the Ten Commandments as a list of things we shouldn't do. It's easy to think of them that way because many of them start with, "You shall not." It's hard to get excited about a list of things we can't do. But this is the thing. This is the exciting thing. Thinking about God's law isn't what saves us. Jesus has already done that. The psalm says that God's law, his word, makes us happy because of what Jesus did for us. The law becomes the way we live in order to thank God for his saving grace. Obeying God's law is also the best way to live. We're not just happier because we're doing what God wants us to do. We're happier because loving God's word makes our life better. Thanking God and living a better life is what makes us happy. And both of those things come from knowing God's law, God's word. Let's take a look at verse 3. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. I can remember being on a picnic down by a river in Oxfordshire with my grandparents and my sister, and we'd had our picnic lunch, and Tanya, my sister, and I were playing. And there was this enormous, there were several of them, amazing tree, absolutely huge, a big willow tree. It was stunning. And I can remember Tanya and I, we would have only been probably, I would have been probably 9, she was probably 5, something like that. And I can remember us going up and sort of leaning against this tree together. And then Tanya saying to me, let's push it, Natty. And there we were, trying to push this tree. Well, there was no way that tree was going to budge. And that story came to mind as I was reading this psalm on Monday. And I think what it's saying is, in verse 3, it's saying that the person who meditates on God's law is like a tree planted by the streams of water. A tree near water, it has food, which it needs to grow well. It grows, it gives fruit, it's rooted firmly in the ground, and it certainly won't move easily. Reading and thinking about God's word gives us that kind of strength. The strength that comes from knowing that we will not be moved easily by people telling us the wrong things. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, we are told to plant your roots in Christ and let him be the foundation of your life. So again, we have a choice. What sort of person do we want to be? Rooted or rootless? Let's move on to verse 4. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Chaff is the stuff around a grain of wheat, which you probably all know, which needs to be removed before it can be used. When this psalm was written, people would throw the grain up into the air, and because the chaff is so light, that would get blown away, and the wheat would fall at the feet of the person who had thrown it up into the air. And then the grain, without the chaff on it, was collected to make bread. The writer says that wicked people are like chaff that can be easily blown away. It's quite a difference, isn't it? People who know and read God's word are like trees that we can't move, even if we push really hard. And other people are easily blown away like chaff in the breeze. So again, there's a choice there. Now our final two verses. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Perhaps what's being said here in these two verses is that the rejection of God and his word means no provision for eternity. However, the believer who is kept by the power of God will be in eternity with the Lord. So back to our initial choice. Will we sink our roots deep into God, or will we just be blown along with the crowd and get carried away? Do we want to live a life that is worth living, or will we just drift along into chaos? This is the choice. I'm going to finish with a piece of poetry that I came across recently. And it may help you with making your choice. You want to be happy and make God glad? Stop going with the crowd. Say no to what's bad. Read God's book day and night. Follow what it says. It'll teach you right. Strong like a tree, rooted by water at the right time, you'll know what you ought. Not like a straw blown by the wind. If you've no roots, you might be binned. God'll keep you safe and sound. If you follow him, you're on sure ground. Shall we stand to say the creed together?